Raise your hand if you're wearing yoga pants and you're not in yoga class. Okay, if you're over 20, there's a 63-year-old resident of Rhode Island who wishes you wouldn't wear them. He wrote a letter to the Barrington Times saying he was having enough of a struggle with his own aging physique. He didn't want to struggle with others, which prompted several hundred people, mostly older women, to turn out for a yoga pants parade past the letter writer's house yesterday. Here's organizer Jamie Burke. And people from around the world sent support on Facebook. But now the letter writer says he's getting harassing phone calls, even death threats. Joining us on Skype, Selena Maranjan of Barrington. Selena, you went to the parade even though you don't have yoga pants. Why?
Well, at first I thought it was a kind of a terrific community response. And the message of the protesters, if you want to call them that, is good. It's that women shouldn't be ashamed of their bodies and they have the right to wear what they want to wear and so on. So I support all that. And I thought it's kind of fun, too. And I ended up participating in the march. Not everybody in it was wearing yoga pants. But I'm feeling a little bad about it because what if that was a woman who had written a letter to the paper and a bunch of men or just a bunch of people were going by her house? That would be a little intimidating, even though this was a colorful group of peaceful protesters.
This is exactly what Alan Sorrentino, who is the man who wrote the letter, said. He had a free speech banner on his house as this parade went by. And, you know, it was gentle. There were a lot of women in yoga pants holding signs like, I'm 53. But he said that same thing. If a woman spoke up about something and a march went past her house, wouldn't she feel threatened? He also said he was somewhat joking, but it was printed on the same day that Donald Trump, in that debate, called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. Do you think there's something bigger going on here, Selena? Ratings of women, she's a 3, she's a 5. You know, as we're listening to this campaign, do you think there's something bigger going on here?
Well, yeah, I think Donald Trump is making a lot of people who've think similarly to him, giving them more license to say what they think and to say things that are obnoxious to women, but also helpfully bringing them out into the public discussion a little bit, too.
Well, but what about Alan Sorrentino's other point? You know, yoga pants in general. He says it's the equivalent of men going to the supermarket in a Speedo. You know, so there's the age thing is one thing. It seemed ageist and sexist to some people that he limited it to, you know, women over 20. But he seems to be saying that we are wearing more and more of our gym apparel in public.
Well, there's always been crazy fashions. But on the other hand, people have the right to wear what they want. And people have the right to say and think what they want, too. I agree with his right to free speech. And he shouldn't be getting death threats or any kind of harassing communications. That's ridiculous. I think this peaceful protest, it should have been held in a more neutral place, going in front of his house. I'm personally regretting that a little bit.
Yeah. And it feels like, again, with yoga pants in particular, there's a history here. 3 years ago, the head of Lululemon resigned after he said that some women weren't cut out to wear yoga pants. They had complained the fabric was sheer when you bend over. and he said it was their fault. I mean, it feels like everyone needs to maybe take a deep breath in Barrington and maybe do some yoga. Selena, thank you.
Sure.
Selena Maranjan of Barrington, Rhode Island. And by the way, the yoga pant parade people did do yoga. There's a picket here in now.org, and your thoughts are welcome as well. You have the right, if you're over 20, to wear whatever you want.